Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagiwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienia Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word, where the word is alive.
Come on.
Beloved, with my head in glory.
If you know how to sing it, just sing along with the song.
For my heart the Lord has exalted. He teaches me to prosper. I have come with stories to tell. I have come with testimonies. Take a look at me, you can see it. Say you can call me. Every day testimonies, every way testimonies. See the word is working. I'm so
as so sing that song, your testimony will be coming very
in
soon.
In the morning testimonies, and in the evening testimonies. Now I tell the story of how I overcame. I testify.
It's going to be your testimony very soon.
Your life is not ordinary.
Your life is not ordinary.
It's filled with signs and
wonders. It is filled with signs and wonders.
For the hand of the Lord is upon
you. For the hand of the Lord is upon you.
It fills your life with laughter.
It fills your life with laughter.
You have come with stories to tell.
I believe that somebody has come with a testimony.
When I look at you, I can see it. You are full of testimonies. It's your time, and it's your season. All around you, testimonies. And because the Lord is your shepherd, you shall never want every day.
Testimonies.
Everywhere.
Testimonies.
See the word is working. In the morning testimonies, and in the evening testimonies. Now I tell the story how I overcame. Every day
testimonies,
everywhere.
There shall always be testimonies in this house. It shall be a house of testimony, a church of testimony, and a people of testimony. Testimonies.
Now I tell the story how I overcame. I testify.
I testify. You will testify this morning. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you excited to be here this morning? You know, this scripture in Revelation chapter 12 that we quote a lot about the blood and the word of our testimony which made us overcome. You realize that Bible says in the verse 10 that, and I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, now, somebody say now. It said, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. You realize that before then, there was no salvation, there was no strength, there was no kingdom of our God, and there was no power of his Christ. But the moment the victory came, and how did the victory come? The victory came by the blood and by the word of their testimony. This morning, as you listen to a testimony, there's going to be a victory in your life. There's going to be strength in your life. There's going to be the kingdom of God will come in your life, and the power of His Christ will represent with you. If you believe it, shout amen. This morning, we are privileged to have one of our brothers come to share his testimony with us. Let's put our hands together as we welcome Aram, lady, all the way from the Comptilavin Center. Put your hands together for him. Do it better, do it better, do it better. You shall be the next climbing on this stage to come and give your testimony. Brother, just come and stand right here.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I am a little nervous this morning, so you have
don't
to
be nervous at all.
My soul, Reverend Anson has told me my name. I'm from the 11th Center. My pastors, Reverend Francis Ajimfra and Lady Pastor Mausi.
May you have a pastor in the house. Some of you don't know your pastor's name.
And then the father of the house, Bishop Sam.
Come on, the father and the prophet of the house, Bishop Sam.
First of all, I want to thank the Lord for preserving my life. When Bishop called me this morning to ask whether I could give the testimony, if it was 2 weeks ago, I would have said next week. But because of the events last week, I just told him that, yes, I can do it today. If there is something I've learned in the past week, if you can say something or do something now, do it now. Don't postpone it.
Amen.
So, I'll start from the 30th of December, 2017. I had a dream, and in the dream, Bishop Sam was preaching. He was standing here and preaching.
So Bishop Sam appeared in your dream?
Yes.
Wow, a prophet will appear in your dream. I said a prophet will appear in your dream. Uh-huh.
So he was preaching, and then he was standing here. And so he was moving up and down.
Yeah, as he used to move all the time.
Yes. So then I was sitting at that side. So he came and then he said, "You people, you don't believe in me and you don't believe in the things that I say."
What did he say again? What did he say again?
"You people, you don't believe in me and you don't believe in the things that I say."
Somebody say, "Mercy." May you believe in the prophet that God has given us. And may you believe in the word that he tells us.
So what woke me up? He was walking backwards, and then there was a glass, the one that we use for the communion wine.
Okay.
It was here. So he stepped on it, and it broke, but it didn't cut him. And he didn't even turn to say Ajish or anything. And that's when I woke up from the dream. And then in January...
So the dream was in December?
In December.
Okay, and then in January?
Then in January, we had the mantles also given to us.
Okay, how many of you remember the mantles? The mantles are still working.
Yes. I don't know whether you have yours. Last week you asked us where our mantles were.
Yeah.
Yes. So from that dream, even though I believed in the things he says, from that day it went to another level.
May your belief go to another level.
And I have always had my mantle in my back pocket.
Wow.
Every from that day. And so now let me tell you what the testimony actually
tell us. It's all part of it. Tell us.
So on Monday, last week Monday, I woke up with the testimony song. That's what was playing in my mind when I woke up.
See, may it play in your mind as you wake up.
Monday morning, that's how I woke up. Tuesday morning, the same thing. Wednesday morning, the same thing. And Wednesday, it was very, very strong. So as I was singing, I don't know all the words. And it's been given to us on our the platforms. So I connected it to my Bluetooth speaker and I was playing it loudly in the house when I was getting ready to go to the thing. And normally I leave home from around 20 minutes to six. But that day I said I didn't have much to do at work, so I was going to take it easy. And I left home 5 to 6. So 5 to 6 I took off. I live at Petra, so I took off and then I river even passed by the way we went. And just when I crossed the Kumbaria,
this Kumbaria,
yes. Those of us who are very familiar with the road, on the right hand side, you see that there are some tankers parked there. So I saw another car coming from Tema.
The car was coming from Tema?
From Tema. And it was swerving from one lane to the other.
Swerving means of moving from this side to that side.
So I was wondering what's going on here. So I took my legs up the accelerator and started slowing down. Then just when I almost stopped, I saw that the car just now was coming towards me with full speed.
Wow.
Yes.
And the car that was swerving.
Yes. Now that the attention was on me. It was just coming with full speed. And you know there's an island in the middle of the road that separates the two sides.
Yeah.
And there's this new street lights that have been put in the middle.
Part blue, part white.
Yes.
Okay.
So this car hits the island in the middle, took the street light with him, and then when he went into the light, I had just stopped. So I saw him pass on top of my car bonnet.
No. Are you describing an airplane or you are describing a car?
It's a car.
A car?
Yes.
And the car was flying?
Yes. He went over my car bonnet. And then when he was landing, he landed on the passenger side of the engine. So in fact, the back of his car hit the passenger side of my car. Immediately he landed on it, my engine went off and smoke started coming out of the engine. Then on my right hand side, because I was in the speed lane, on my right hand side was a Kia Picanto taxi that had two children also from the same estate. The driver tried to avoid the car.
The flying car?
Yes. So the flying car now was almost on the ground.
Okay.
So the taxi ran into the car and the taxi turned and now was facing the winner again. There was a motorbike also that was avoiding all of us. So he also was going to the side, but unfortunately, this flying landing car took the motorbike and the rider with him. And
the flying car initially was coming for you.
Yes.
But then it flew over your bonnet.
Yes.
And then there was this Picanto there, and it landed on the Picanto.
It landed right in front of the Picanto.
Right in front of it.
The Picanto hit it and turned facing the winner.
Turned facing the other side.
Yes.
And the motor rider.
Yes. And so when he landed, the normal thing would be for it to somersault forward into the tankers that were there. But miraculously, when he landed, he went up the plane. The car just turned facing us, landed and stopped.
What kind of car is that?
Mitsubishi Space Wagon. Then maybe the car name is Mitsubishi Space Wagon. Yes.
No, it's not about the car name, it's about the demon that was driving the car.
Yes. Okay, so that's the
the
picture of the taxi. There were two school children in it. They suffered broken legs. Both of them broke their legs. The motorcyclist, when I got out of my car, he was on the floor flat, motionless. He wasn't moving. Up to today, I don't know what happened to him. Yes, this is my car.
So that's his car.
So the passenger side, the engine got mashed. The suspension is broken. All the airbags got deployed, and I walked out of the car without a scratch.
I don't know why you are sitting down. If the hands that you are clapping are for you, then do it better, because it would have been another story. It would have been something else. Remember that he was carrying the mantle in his pocket. Was the mantle with you that day?
Yes, it was.
Wow.
And we are in an extremely wonderful and a family church, because within minutes when the accident happened, calls started coming in. My pastor, Reverend Francis, came.
Came there?
Yes. I spoke to Bishop Sam also. He told me that somebody called him. When we were talking, then I realized who saw me and called him. And sometimes you think that you are not noticed, but there's always somebody who is looking out for you. And I also
Oh, if you are doing it, do it better. Do it better. Do it better.
I don't know what role or what assignment has been given to each and every one of us in church, but whatever work that you are doing for God, just do it with your heart. Because I sometimes think that because of when we joined in 11, I was directing the choir, but when we got here, Bishop Sam said, no, you should be a percenter. But sometimes I look at it and I think that that's even one of the reasons why God saved me. So, and he says I shouldn't say this, but I'll say it.
Say it!
When Reverend Francis got to the accident site, he got out of the car and saw me, started crying. Really crying. And I, who was in the accident, had to embrace him and tell him that I'm okay. I had to tell him that I'm okay. So, yes, so it just tells you that the pastors that we have, they have taken us as their family. And because of that, the devil is just attacking them every single time. So my lesson from all of this is that whatever you have to say or do today, or the second thing, whatever work, if you're not doing anything, find something in the church. You can pack chairs, it will help you. Yes, and then when after all the hospital checkups, went to the police station, that is the one that also really told me that God has been talking to me since Monday. Because on the Wednesday, when we finished with everything and we were going to the hospital, my father came to pick me. So Reverend Francis stayed, his wife, the kids left him, and he stayed. And he went with myself and my father to the hospital. So when we were on the way, just before we got to the TT Brothers traffic light, there was another accident on the other side. And I remember seeing the lady's face. She passed when hours happened. And she lost control of her car. She said the tire got burst and she lost control. Her car also jumped into the other lane. And it was a head-on collision with the other car. But what I want to say is that I just remembered, the song just came into my head again, the testimonies song. So I turned and I said, Rev, the song has just come, since Monday it's been coming. And when we got to the police station, when I was giving my statement, there was a TV there and they were playing the same song on the TV.
Wow! Wow!
And after the police station, when I was going home with my father, everything was normal. I mean, everybody was going about the activities. And then so I said that, you know, none of us is anybody in this world, because with all the things that happened a few hours ago, life is still just going on. Everybody's going on with the normal world. I could have died. And you cry and everything. And that's it. So we should just remember that we are all so insignificant, but God has called us to do something. Just do it with all our hearts. Amen.
Put your hands.
And finally, I just want to say thank you very much, Bishop Sam, for your prayers for all of us, especially me. I take it that it's especially me. Because I know the things, I've told him a few things, and I know the things that are happening in my life. And I just thank God for his presence in my life. And let's continue to pray for our pastors, because they are protecting us. Enemy is heavily fighting against them. So let's pray for them. Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. We shall be delivered from an accident. Let's welcome our father, the prophet of the house, Bishop Ishmael.
Hallelujah. I'm happy to be in church today. Wow, I can see a lot of colors in the church. I can see a lot of colorful. Everybody say colorful. Wonderful. I want to thank God for that testimony. Really touched my heart. And, what really touched my heart also was when he told me how his pastor broke down. And I gave him get it, but it's not like that. And I remember the person who called me, he said that I have seen an accident. I don't think the person is alive, but I suspect the car comes to the church. The car comes to the church, I suspect. Immediately activated, one needs to be activated. I realized that it was his car. And he had a pastor that we could call. He had a pastor that we could call. And he called the pastor, like, here it is, go there. And he even was there before the people to see your and the time comes that you should know who your father is, your spiritual father is. And he was there, he cried, everything to him. He was not quick, he left quick. He came to the hospital and everything, and God really bless you for the shepherd heart. Hallelujah. So if you're in church, get a shepherd. Let a shepherd shepherd you. Hallelujah. But how many of you are happy to be in church today? Today is a special day. Today we don't have a lot of people. We just have happiness and joy. How many of you just have happiness and joy? Because every day in his presence is happiness and joy. You know, officially today is Mother's Day.
And then Mother's Day.
We want to wish all mothers happy Mother's Day. Mothers are very important and precious. But God willing, next week we shall also have our mothers preach to us.
Hallelujah.
And also celebrate another Mother's Day. So we have switched it to celebrate Founders Day today. Hallelujah. So the Mother's Day is also a continuation of Founders Day. Hallelujah. We are doing Founders Day today, pre-Founders Day, which is Mother's Day, and then we do Mother's Day on Founders Day and do the Founders Day Day again by our mothers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By our mothers. Founders Day is a day that we celebrate the birthday of our father, our prophet, the founder of the United Denominations, which started as Lighthouse Chapel International. By the grace of God, through his obedience, God has done so many wonderful things in his life. And I really thank God for his life and cherish him as a precious gift that God has given to us. And I want you to cherish the prophet in your life. You see, because of a prophet that you were delivered. Hallelujah. And so we are celebrating it today. And also to remind ourselves of what he stands for. So Founders Day actually is also the day that we go over and remind ourselves of what our father, when God called him, what God put in his heart.
Founders Day,
which also means the values of this ministry, which we should hold dear in our hearts, and that future generations, anytime there's Founders Day. So Founders Day is not necessary that we are organizing gifts and things and go and bless
Founders
our founder. It means we are reminding ourselves of the values. The reason why God called him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you also know, you yourself know, if God touches your heart, you want to bless your father for birthday. Nobody needs to tell you to or come and give you envelopes to do that. If you want to bless, you can bless. And I believe that's a good thing to do anyway. But basically, we are reminding ourselves of the values, what he stands for. So that as a church, we will never deviate from it and go away from it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in reminding ourselves for what he stands for, the message I'm going to preach, I've titled it, "The Key of All Supplies."
The
key of all supplies. Hallelujah. Oh, you didn't hear what I said.
Amen.
I said the key
Safwa
of all supplies. You know, how many of you need things in your life? How many of you think that everything you need has been supplied for? I mean, as I said here, you don't need anything. But how many of you know that there is a key you can use to get everything that you need? You will realize that if you follow the ministry of our Father, how he has led us, you will know that God has given to him that key that supplies all things in our lives. How many of you know God can supply everything that you need? Not some of the things you need, everything. God can supply everything that you need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when your needs are supplied, my Lord and my God, when you go to Psalm 23, David talks about when your needs are supplied. David talks in Psalm 23 of when your needs are supplied.
Psalm 23.
He talks of when your needs are supplied. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Actually, today is just a revision. We are revising what we should do as a church. David said that, you see, when they say that your needs are supplied, all your needs are supplied. David says it in Psalm 23.
David Okan was Psalm 23.
He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God
is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Which means that if really,
and only says,
God is your shepherd, then your need must be supplied. You don't have to want. But how many of you here want so many things in our lives? There is a way that you can talk like David. And David in some way, he talks about everything that God supplies. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. You see, when you are permanently in your place of provision, permanently you lie in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He delivers me from evil. He does so many things. So you go to Psalm 23 and you see when the Lord is your shepherd. And when you go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 following, you see, we need to get to a point where God has to have no choice than to bless us. He had no choice. And I want you to believe it.
You know,
the testimony the brother said, he said, I said, we don't believe. You don't believe. But those who believe, they are blessed. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 says, therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Then he says the famous verse. But. Everybody say but. You see, all these things that you need. Healings. Beloved. Car. Good school.
School, papa.
Good home. What else? Money.
Sika.
All the good things. What else? Good wife.
A good wife.
How many of you know that a good wife is a blessing?
You mind him say,
don't let me go there. So a good wife. Today I don't want to go there. A good wife, and then what else?
A repassy insra.
House, good house. If you don't know the good things you want.
Traveling.
Good car. Good car.
Car, papa.
Up and down, going to all every part of the world. All these are good things. That's also wonderful. Bible says that if you want all these things, get a bottle of oil.
What's it called? Oil.
Oh, are you sure? If you want your needs to be supplied, let the prophet give you anointed water. Oh, You people, what are you saying? If you want your needs to be supplied, declare 21 days of prayer and fasting.
But you come 21 days.
Why are you saying no? Isn't it a good thing? Why are you saying no?
Didn't I work out there?
If you want your needs to supply, get the prophet to bath you with wonderful flood water. Hey! If you want your needs to be supplied, go and see somebody and let him tell you those who have been chasing you since the days of Yasantua and Kofanochi. Your great great grandmother and this and that. So when you do this, this will happen.
2 years we are, we see.
No, the Bible says if you want your needs to be supplied, if
Bible
you want to experience the blessings of God, all that he says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. He says what? Let's all read together Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. What does he say?
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Can you read for us Matthew chapter 3 verse 6?
Matthew Huma, etinsia, enchemwedu asambaku, etimu nyuni se, ediena yebe die, anase ediena yebe num, anase edia yebe fra, na yenum nyuna echi na yasia manamainu edie, na munsro ejanenim se, yenyi na ahiamu, na munsushe nyankupon ahinye, nene tine kane, na wodi yenu nyina beka mu hu. Amen.
Mu hwehwe Yakobo ahindie no ne ne bibi no kane.
Ne tene ne
kane. Tene no kane. Na wodi yenu. Seek ye first. Seek ye first. Look, church. Let me tell you something. The songs we sang
when you might too here no.
You see, all the songs we sang playing, there is nothing God cannot do.
And you mean not just say, we ask my young couple into me.
There's nothing God cannot turn around. There's no problem that is so difficult for God.
I send me any one.
But what we don't know is that what we need the key.
Now so you mean say ni here ni sasafuano.
It's what we are not using.
Na sasafuano no na yen shada mfani yeju.
I have been a pastor for many years.
Maybe or soft watch.
In fact, I've been a full-time pastor for over 25 years.
Maybe or soft say full-time.
And I've seen things.
Now.
I've seen people are blessed. I've seen blessings. Testimonies of blessings. I've seen miracles. I've seen so many things. And I've come to only one conclusion. That all those who seek first the kingdom of God, who make it their priority to do what God wants to do first, they are always blessed. Things come into their lives without they looking for it. That's one of the blessings that David talks about, is that goodness and mercies, you will not follow goodness and mercies. So, you see, when you are following goodness and mercies, like a girl who has seen a man and you want the man to propose to you, but the man is not proposing. So wherever the man passes, then you are following the man. You see, no, it should be the opposite. You get it? There is the man who should come and chase you. So rather, wherever you pass and the man is looking for you, it shouldn't be the other way around. But that's all. Now we are chasing goodness and mercy. But the Bible says goodness and mercy should rather follow us. That means that times must come in your life that somebody wants to do, give you something instead of saying, hold on. I'll come for it later. Do you get it? Somebody wants to sign a check of $10,000 for you. And he said, do you want me to bring it now?
He said,
hold on. I'll let you know when to bring it. Because for now, I really don't need it now. Hold on. May this be somebody's story in the name of Jesus. Some of you, it will be $10,000, pounds, whatever. Those who believe are receiving. Look at the testimony. When the brother was testing the church, I thought I was watching Fast and Furious.
How can I make this say?
The car flew and the car went. I said, "Hey, what is that?" Electricity poles were breaking. He didn't add all those things. Do you get it? So goodness and mercy
should follow you.
That
means that the things you need, the employment you need, should follow you. They should come and tell you that, oh, we have this offer for you. And you have to decide which one to take. Oh, somebody didn't hear what I said. Everything I say will come to pass. So don't wait till I say receive before receive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The key for all this is to seek first the kingdom of God. What does it mean to seek first the kingdom of God? Over the weeks and months, we have been talking about how to make God happy. And when God is happy, He just blesses you. And we have come to say making God happy is doing what is the heart of God. Winning souls for Jesus. Winning souls. Beloved, you see, you are not clapping, but this is your key for your foreign exchange job. Foreign currency job that you are going to receive in thousands. This is the key. Let everybody tell you anything else. But I'm telling you, what has been tried and tested is when you have done God, when you have made God happy, and God is chasing you, blessings chase you. Look, there are people here in a year's time. Every day you want to share a testimony. As you believe what I'm saying, and you go on a journey, to get people to be saved. Because you see, as we go on as a church, we can easily forget why God has brought us here. Amen.
Amen.
Let me read my last scripture. Luke chapter 10. Mene Oktawake Obawa Bia. Okay. Luke chapter 10.
Verse 30.
Very important. And Jesus, this is a very, very sad scripture. Very sad saying. I need you to understand it properly. And Jesus answered, said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, but you will never go down. Hallelujah. And fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, there came a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by the other side. Hallelujah.
Look at Sampa, Etibu, Chemuediasa. Na yesi yi na no se, onipa bi fri Jerusalem, sane kwa Jericho, na okoto akumukafu mu, na wapa ne huntuma, bubono, janu hokoi, na otobre. Na eba se, asofu bi befa kwainu so, na obe hununu, osane koi.
Hey! Deb! Ebane se asofu bi. The Bible said that and a certain priest passed that way, and when he saw him, he passed by the other side. The man was lying there. Then let's read the next one and then we'll pause. He said that, and likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by the other side.
Sarah soon and Levi Nibi, ah, about Honum, Obe Hununu, or sign Hokoi.
Levites.
Levi Nibi.
Levites. Levite is also a kind of priest. You get it? This scripture is an unfortunate description of what the church has become. Actually, that's how the church is now. When the church is passing by all the unbelievers,
And
we are having churches. We are having prophetic all nights. We are having all manner of meetings. And we have left the unbelievers last
there.
We have, you see, and this priest and this Levite, where do you think they were going to? Where do you think they were going to? They were going to where? They were going to church.
No more cross, sorry.
They were going for an all night.
No more cross, all night.
They were going for a prophetic service.
No more cross, sorry.
They were going for Sunday morning gathering service.
No more cross, Sunday morning gathering service.
They had their tithes in their pockets.
I'm tight. I want to show you.
They had their songs on their notes. And they were going to church. But when they saw the man by the side, they didn't care. They just passed by. Then the Bible says, but a certain Samaritan, he didn't have any title. He don't need a title to be a soul winner. You don't need to be a bishop, you don't need to be a pope, you don't need to be a priest, you don't need a title. See, when we go to heaven, we are not going to be judged by titles. So we are going to be judged by soul winning, what you did for Christ. He may be your pastor, but you'll be surprised that when you go, your souls will be more than him. God really forbid for anybody surprising
really
me. Amen.
Amen.
Bible says that, but a certain Samaritan, a certain percentile member,
percentile.
A certain percentile leader that the pastor doesn't even know his name or her name. Why do you always want someone to recognize when you do
things
something?
Now, person,
why can't you do it? And we say, as somebody brought the person, and nobody can see, but God can see. Why can't you do things? That is why many things don't seem to be done. Everybody wants to be recognized before they do something. But look at those who are recognized. They rather were not doing anything. That's why I have seen people who were very audacious, powerful. As soon as they were appointed pastors, the fire went down. It's like sometimes when a woman is in love, you see, they do everything. Since you marry them, they stop their love. And sometimes it's even better if you are not married then, so that you continue in the beloved dosing atmosphere. Wonderful. So what I'm saying is that you don't need any titles. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. The oil and wine that we have come to church and we have come to drink communion, we were supposed to use it to win souls. The Bible said, do this in remembrance for as often as you do this, you do show the Lord's death to you. What does it mean? It means that what he came to do. I'm sure the priest was in a hurry to go and administer communion. Who are the person lying there was on whom needed the oil and the wine.
Oil and wine.
And the Bible says that, and set him on his own beast, in his own car, and brought him to an inn, brought him to church.
But the neighbor, sorry.
I remember when I got born again.
I was
an unbeliever. I got born again. And I wanted to do something for Christ. And I organized a crusade.
Be a crusade.
For people to come.
Send perform bra.
I made posters.
Be a posters.
But I didn't know how to preach. So I went to bring some pastor to come and preach.
Because first of all,
I organized, I said, I brought a pastor to come and preach.
Because first of all,
I organized all night.
Be all night.
And I'll go and call Christians to come and lead it. Because I didn't know how to lead it. You get it? And that's what this man did. When he saw the person, he poured in the oil and the wine. Then he took him to a church. Where the priest, you see, that's why sometimes even when they bring them to the church, you know what? Because people have been brought. You see, some good Samaritan has met somebody and brought a person to church. But the inn itself is where the problem is. But if you could see this person and pass by the person and come to the inn, then what if the person comes in? Would you have any compassion? That's why, for 6 weeks you have not seen your sheep.
And looking at,
but nothing has occurred to you to go and look for your sheep.
Because
when you saw the sheep by the wayside, you passed by. And somebody brought him to the inn. And we made the mistake of giving the person to you. And so there's nothing in your heart for the person who was given to you. But the Bible said this man put him in the inn.
The Bible said what he by
fear. And the Bible said he said take care of him. Take care of him. So the inn will take care of souls. We just take care of souls.
Yes, sure.
So what I'm saying is that you see, this unfortunate passage of scripture I've read is showing us the picture of the church. That we should rather go out and bring people from the highways, from the hedges, into the inn. Remember when Jesus organized the party?
Yes, we are party.
Organized his church, and the chairs were empty. And his shepherds came to tell him.
And his shepherds be catcher, and he said.
His percentile leaders came to tell him.
The percentile leaders be catcher.
His church members came to tell him.
As a phone be catcher.
We have done everything.
See, I
but there's still room.
Now, so Christ, how?
Jesus should have said that very good.
Because Jesus be catcher, say move.
You've done your best.
Why are here?
But what did he say?
Now, so then, okay.
He said no.
What's it, Abi?
Go to the highways.
Munko krum.
Go to the hedges.
Munko abonting.
Go to those who are lying down. And go and bring them. That the house will be full. Because that is the role of the church. When you say people are not coming to church, you are trying to say that your type of people are not coming to church. What about the person lying by the wayside? But the priest pastor went to church. The sweet melody spa. Member saw and went to church.
Sweet Melody Square members.
The mega guys saw and went to church.
Mega guys also come.
They came to sing.
I'm telling you.
It's a ready, come and say, ready, fear, ready, fear, now who to walk, ready, fear, now who to walk. Then they came to sing.
I'm telling you.
And everybody was happy.
No, be I need
but they have passed by.
That's what my pan perform.
The real meaning of the aim. In the real meaning of the inn of the church.
When
the inn means church. The real meaning of the church, they are passed by.
When they are sorry as a church.
And so I want you to know something. If you do what God wants you to do, the person
is
such that
How can I become blessed?
And the heart of God and the vision of God and the vision of our founder who will not settle for just, you see, that's what one bishop always says, that if he had just wanted a church, all of us would have been in Kolegono by now. Pastor Ishmael would have still been in Kolegono. By now, Kolegono would have been air-conditioned 5 times. If you enter Kolegono, you would have thought that you are in a mortuary. Because the air-condition would be so cold. And then the whole car park would be full. And we all be there. But he said no. The reason for the church is for souls to be
born.
That is why you see now we have many percentile leaders. And all our percentile leaders are like pastors, so they'll become pastors very soon. But they are the pastors. They are the ones doing the work. This is actually, what was it? The priest who was supposed to, they didn't do it. The church didn't do it. I'm not talking about our pastors, by the grace of God, God has been good pastors. The church didn't do it. But someone else did it. Who is that good Samaritan who will go and do it?
When there is a good Samaritan,
you will not be a good Samaritan, you'll be a good Christian who will do it.
Who will be a good Christian, Albert? This will be power of Jesus.
There is no miracle that you cannot see in this thing. Essentially,
here you are only to move us out of way
when you do it.
So we are.
So from today to go,
Jeffrey and Erico,
as a church,
say
as
a fool,
let us not be interested in just ourselves.
My engine, young Casaya Hunkwan.
There should be a time that we tell ourselves that this church is too small.
I said, maybe you don't ever catch him. I saw you, Musa.
How many of you are looking forward to that time?
You mind? Yeah,
and I'm not looking, I'm not talking about 10 years to come.
Yeah, 10 years to come.
I'm talking about within 6 months and to a year.
Say, engine.
We should tell ourselves that this church is too small.
I said, engine, I saw you, Musa.
You can even ask the architect. I've asked him, how can we expand this church?
Yeah, catch the architect. Say,
we know how we can expand it.
If you say, the baby,
because you see, if you do what God wants,
so yeah,
you will honor it.
Okay, you
and then honor you.
Okay,
so as we celebrate Founders Day today,
Founders Day, and
I'm reminding you,
Mikhail,
that your purpose, your essence,
the country,
the reason why, you see, if you love somebody, don't you want to build a person?
So do person better.
If you love somebody,
so do
don't you want to build a person?
Person only better.
So that if you last on the person troubles,
said if I need a to
are you happy? Unless you is going for a few weeks and come. Because you want to get married, God wants you to get married.
Are the good thing here was as yes and go see any warrior?
It's because God wants you to lose souls.
Or passy and chin a
crack.
That's the new reason.
So if you are alive and you are not interested in soul winning.
You
are not living the meaning of you being alive. Are you understand what I'm saying? So from today, this is something we have heard and heard and done. This is not the first time we are hearing this. But I'm just trying to let us remember what we've heard on this day that we go out and do so with it. That is why we close the service at a certain time.
It's your weapon.
And then go and come again.
Yeah, my
and we we'll close again.
Yes,
it's a nice thing to do. When we send the reminders for the Founders Day, one of the most beautiful picture I saw was the feet. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach good news? You saw some of them, they were muddy.
Posters now sending my
WhatsApp.
Because
it has rained, can we walk in the mud?
Maybe someone said, "If you are to a bit man, I'm at
the remember the feet of those
and
who
are
they are not
photo.
They were not pedicuric feet.
Yanke can
they were dirty feet.
They
come to do pedicure in the church. As my painter will say, you came to dirtify your feet. You came to make your feet dirty. You came to walk in the mud to go to somebody's house to tell him about Jesus. Some of you, even some of you coming to church and walking, driving on in the mud is a problem for you. How beautiful are the ties of those who come to church in the mud? That your cars are going to be different in the name of Jesus. Small mud in your car, you are so angry. I won't come to church again.
Hey!
You don't know some of that. Sometimes this type of dirty things make your life beautiful.
Anybody
who complained about the mud before coming to church, say, Lord, forgive me. Say, Lord, forgive me. But I know some of you complain. But you see, the mud is what makes you beautiful. The mud is what makes you beautiful. The dirty feet is what makes you beautiful. Some of you don't understand spiritual things. So as the rainy season is coming,
say it's your toy.
Make yourself more beautiful. One day, if your car gets stuck and do have come and help you,
so you
are making yourself more beautiful. Never say that because it rained today, because the road, I won't go to church. So I want you to know that beauty is beautiful. Hallelujah. But how many of you really believe that God can and God will
do energy for us.
God will supply all our needs.
This
church, we are going to see anything that you want to see, the top of the people. I mean, any field, you want top people.
You see them here. Listen to what I
said though.
You won't see
first class students.
So first class
top
students.
Top business executives. Good lawyers. Good traders.
People
who have money. Every description of good things.
We'll
have some in this place. As we take it upon ourselves. Not to ignore the purpose of the church. And do what God wants us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God will be happy with you. God will bless you. Nobody here should ever say that it is too late for you. It is too late. Nobody here should say that. If you ever said that, then don't say it again.
So what can that men can be?
Don't say it again.
Men can be
today. And then God say
it is a radical
thing. Nobody should say it again. Because nothing is late when I'm in.
Say Bibian Kechi say
Yami woman late when I'm in.
Say Yami woman Bibian
Kechi. When I got your head, God said it. If you take God by his word, nothing is late. Everything is going to come at the time. You shall save your life and your eyes. So please, stop going after oil and go after souls. And you see that all these things shall be added unto you. Put your hands together for Jesus. Wow. Now, if in your heart you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to say this with me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart
that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I confess with my mouth
that Jesus
is Lord.
From today.
I make Jesus the Lord and Savior
of my life.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving me
of all my sins,
for washing away
my sins with your blood.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. So Kingsley will lead you to say.
Ojo munka we ni mechika say Radhi Yesu.
Radhi Yesu.
Meta wasi. Sawaje. Papa. Mikoni amaye ni nchini.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you.
Active Word, where the word is alive.